You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly discussion with leaders around the Midwest about how they adapt and persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, it's Gary Shorman, and welcome again to Forward Ever, where we talk about not only leading in challenging times, but looking forward to what happens next after the pandemic and those things that we've kind of lived through, what's going to happen as we move forward. So our guest today is Ed Cross. Ed represents the Kansas Oil and Gas Association, and specifically a lot of the small gas producers that are in Western Kansas in our area. So Ed, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gary. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, we've talked before, and we talked back when oil was bottoming out. And I don't know if bottoming out, but it was on a national level, it was actually below zero for a while. And I think in Kansas, you mentioned, what, it was at 25 cents a barrel at one point?
Yes, that was in early 2020 when we saw oil prices, like they went negative in many places. And in Kansas, you know, it went all the way down to 25 cents a barrel.
You know, that was not a good time, obviously, because we didn't know where the world was going next, and confidence in just tomorrow, no less next week and next month, was not very strong for anyone. But on today's call, oil is now up significantly and over $80 a barrel. And that's double what it was even a few months ago. So does that put a smile on your face to see the recoveries happen?
Yes. Many companies in Kansas have trying to recover from those low oil prices, which were, like you said, down to 25 cents, but they stayed low, you know, in the low tens and $20 a barrel for many months. And many of them had to cut back. And so it's many of them are working now to try to recover from that. And so the higher oil prices are helping that.
So what do you see across the state of Kansas, Kansas oil producers? Where are they in that recovery process?
Well, they've all been working to recover. You know, they have lots of struggles to come up, you know, with their employees, as well as the capital and equipment that they need to continue to recover on that. You know, compared to this time last year, I think our drilling rig count is up 150%. So last year at this time, we had 16 rigs running in the state, and I just noticed yesterday we had 40. So that's a significant increase in the number of rigs running in the state. So they're looking at, trying to go in the areas that they know best and try to get wells back on pump and drilling wells that they need to drill.
Where does that number 40 fit into kind of the line over the last 10 years? Is that in the middle? Is it high? Is it low?
Well, it's probably less than average. I mean, you know, back in 2013, 2014, we were like 140 rigs running. So, you know, and then many years we were over 100, but 40 rigs is really good for right now compared to last year or even the year before. So usually it's starting to get back up to where it used to be.
One of the things that I know every group is working on, and that's trying to how to look ahead. What are the issues you guys face as the Kansas Oil and Gas Association?
Yes, there's lots of issues that we face going forward, and of course, the demand supply issue is one. You know, we're price takers in this market, not price makers. So, you know, whenever you look as the world comes out of this COVID pandemic and demand for energy increases, you see the higher demand for oil and natural gas, and OPEC, controls a lot of the supply, and, you know, they're not increasing their supply as much. So it keeps supplies tight. And as a result of that, oil prices rise on that. And, you know, and Kansas is just a price taker in that market. So we continue to produce. Back in 2019, I think our average production in Kansas was 90,000 barrels a day, roughly. And then in 2020, that dropped to 75,000 barrels per day. And so hopefully we're looking at this year to try to improve on that. But it's going to be quite some time before we get back to the 90 to 100,000 barrels a day level.
One of the issues I know that's taking place right now is on the national level. current administration is working on a plan that's going to reduce methane emissions. What kind of effect does that have on Kansas oil and gas?
Yes. When you say some of the challenges, we have lots of challenges at the federal level, mainly on regulatory issues. And the most recent one is the EPA's release of the proposed methane rule for oil and natural gas. And we've been working with them for all year on that particular thing. The methane rule is something that they're wanting to cut the methane reductions. We provided comments. We also participated in a Department of Energy, U.S. Department of Energy study on methane emissions from marginal wells. That report is actually supposed to come out at the end of this year, 2021. But the preliminary results indicate that the vast majority of sites did not find any quantifiable or measurable emissions of methane from wells or tank facilities. And they did do some tests here in Kansas on wells here in Kansas and tank facilities as well. So right now we're trying to get the EPA to recognize that study. We've also, EPA invited small businesses to participate in a small business advocacy review panel this last summer. I participated on that on behalf of Kansas, and there was many representatives from oil and gas groups from across the nation that participated on that and provided some recommendations to the EPA to help small businesses in those methane emission regulations. And so we continue to work with them on that going forward.
Also, Sam, I understand there's some fees that they're working on if you do have a methane leak. How substantial are those fees?
Yeah, so those are standard. I was talking about the EPA earlier, about the EPA regulations, but there's also in the reconciliation bill in Congress a proposal to impose methane emission fees or taxes on those oil and gas industry in particular. They've singled out, I think they're like $1,800 per ton of release of methane emissions, and that would be detrimental to the oil and gas industry. And we've been in Washington throughout this year talking to a number of key policymakers, both Republican and Democrat, to express on them that the methane fee is not the way to reduce methane emissions. You know, the EPA's already got some regulations on that, and that they shouldn't be looking at also trying to do a fee. And also, you know, why are they only looking at oil and gas? There's many sources of methane. But the legislation, the reconciliation bill, only singles out oil and gas industry. So we've been bringing those up, and we're still working to try to hopefully get that out of the reconciliation bill going forward.
So what are you hearing from the Kansas delegation on what's happening on all this?
Yes, they're supportive of all of our positions on removing the methane fee, as well as not including oil and gas tax. Eliminating important oil and gas tax provisions with the reconciliation bill. So they've been good to work with, and I keep them informed on everything. We also work with a number of key Democrat policymakers from other states also to help provide information to help them make an informed decision on those.
You mentioned early on that, the workforce is also an issue. Everybody, it's looking for people to work. Coming up on January 4th, it just released yesterday, I believe, the new OSHA vaccine mandate rules. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from your members on this?
Yes, all industries, not just oil and gas industry, is having labor shortage issues, and we're not immune from that. And there's a lot of oil and gas companies out there that could do more if they had more labor to work. And so that's an important issue. Yeah, the vaccine mandate, is for companies that have 100 employees or more. Vast majority of Kansas oil and gas companies have less than 100 employees. But I know that many of them are vaccinated. I don't know what the percent is, but many of them out there are already vaccinated.
Well, it's one of those things, is staying ahead of it. I know you do that for the Kansas independent oil and gas producers for doing that. I'm going to take a quick break, Ed. Hang with me here. I want to come back and talk about Cayuga specifically. What's that mean, and who do you guys represent? Our guest today is Ed Cross, who leads Cayuga for the Independent Oil and Gas Association here in Kansas. Back after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Our guest today is Ed Cross. Ed represents the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Producers. The acronym is K-I-O-G-A, Cayoga. But what does Cayoga mean, and who all do you represent?
Yes, the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Association, as we call us, as Cayoga. You know, we represent the interests of the oil and gas industry. When I say industry, I'm talking about oil and gas producers and allied service and supply companies here in Kansas. And we represent their interests at the local, state, and federal levels of government. You know, our active presence before the Kansas legislature, the U.S. Congress, and state and federal regulatory agencies means the concerns of the small businesses that make up the Kansas oil and gas industry are foremost in the minds of policymakers as well as government officials. And so, we're working to protect the oil and gas industry here in Kansas, and we continue to do that. We've founded in 1937. And we continue to do that today.
How many members do you have, Ed?
Right now, we have just under 3,000 members. When we count that as just under 1,100 companies, and many of their employees are members of Cayoga through that.
Well, that's what's interesting is that most people think of the when you think of oil and gas, you think of great big companies. The Kansas oil and gas industry is different, isn't it?
It is. You know, the average oil well in Kansas makes about 2 barrels of oil per day, or about 27,000 cubic feet of natural gas per day, which is, you know, our small, what's considered marginal wells. Yet the industry here in Kansas is consistently the third largest industry in the state in terms of gross state product. So when you look at that, in many areas of the state, it could be as much as 25% of the employment in a county where oil and gas is found, and a big portion of the property tax is paid or by oil and gas industry. So in the rural areas of Kansas, certainly the oil and gas industry is an important part of the community.
You know, you look to the left and right of you when you're walking down the street, and you don't always see this or know this, but so many people are related. When you talk about having 3,000 members in Cayoga, it certainly represents a big part of not only our neighborhoods where we live, but the income that comes into Western Kansas, whether it be through the workforce and jobs or whether it be through investments and the royalties, that sort of thing, the dollars that come through. How does the Kansas Oil and Gas Association, when you look at numbers, how does that compare to other industries in Kansas? It has to be up towards the top.
Yes. I mean, you know, we have oil and gas output. I think we're about $1.2 billion in oil and gas output in Kansas. And certainly agriculture is the largest industry in Kansas. But we are usually, you know, ranked in top three whenever it comes to output in Kansas. And like I say, we have members all through the whole state. Like I say, the oil and gas is produced in 89 of the 105 counties. That's why Cayoga is a statewide association. We have folks throughout the entire state.
Ed, thanks for joining me today. Do you have a website if people want to find out more about Cayoga?
Yes, I've encouraged them to look at our website. It's www.cayoga, that's K-I-O-G-A.org.
Ed, thanks for joining me today. Keep looking forward over there with the Cayoga Group, and hope to maybe a little while down the road, we'll talk about some of these regulations and see once they happen or don't happen, what's happening with the Kansas oil and gas. So hang on. We'll talk again soon sometime.
All right. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate the opportunity.
And thank you for listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, where you can live with confidence. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, sponsored by Worth Wealth Management. If you have a great suggestion for a future guest for the program, you can email Gary at gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. That's gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. For Whatever is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.